episode 3036. Don't miss out.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
the radio. Happy day. You know what? If you blink, the week is gone. Can you believe it's already Friday? And that means the weekend is around the corner and maybe you're ready for some celebration. I know we are. We've got graduation this weekend. It was white coat last weekend. This weekend, our baby is graduating from high school. He graduated early, but he's actually walking. So join us in celebration with that. And with all of that, our family wants to extend it to your family. If you have any graduates, whether they're little cute preschoolers or all the way up to high school and college or even postgraduate, our congratulations to you and your family. Even though life can get kind of crazy, right? We are so busy. It's important that we don't miss out. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. So my question for you is this: is everyone and everything vying for your attention? Regardless of your busyness, your children deserve to be seen and heard by you. So don't miss out. Presence is the greatest gift you can give your children. I know a lot of us think, oh, it's the latest and greatest PlayStation or Xbox or a computer or a phone or, right, we want technology. Oh, wait, do we want technology? Oh, the kids we think want technology. But in reality, if we were to slow down and actually take our life minute by minute, moment by moment, we might actually surprise ourselves because our children want our attention. And not because they're like, hey, over here, look at me, because they think they're all this and that. No, they want our eyes on them because they want to be seen by the people who love them and care for them. But unfortunately, our children are not getting that from us. Now, for some of us, yes. But let's really look at this honestly. We are settling down into our own habits and responsibilities, all the while leaving them to tend to their own thoughts and actions. And you wonder why we're in the state that we're in. Moms, we have got to lead the charge for our children. Dads, your children need your leadership. How would you feel if your heavenly father left you all alone and didn't pay attention to you? What if he decided that, you know what, Sue, your prayers aren't important today. I'm just going to put them off to the side. I'm too busy. I don't want to listen to what you have to say. And John, you know what? Yeah, I know you got stuff going on, but I do too. It's just not worth my time. How would that hit you? Now, maybe you've experienced that with your own parents, but that's where I want things to be different for your children. You don't want to hang your children out to dry because of your past experiences. We need to better our children, regardless of where we've come from ourselves. So we've got to have these hard conversations. We've got to look internally and say, gosh, yeah, how would it feel if my heavenly father said, you know what? I don't have time for you right now. I'm too busy. I've got this country over here I'm worried about. And you, well, you're much smaller than a country. So I got to take care of this before I take care of you. Now you and I both know that doesn't happen. And no, we are not God. But let me tell you, our children look to us as if we are. Seriously, think about that for a moment. You might go looking for someone else if you don't get the attention from whom you are desiring it from. And what does that do for that individual? Well, they get the attention, but does it really serve a better purpose? Not necessarily. It usually leads to a not so good outcome. So don't miss out. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Stop missing out. Come on, moms and dads. We need to get in the game of life for our children. You need to be the first one your child sees in the morning and the last one when they go to bed. Now, of course, I know that can't happen every day for 18 years or so of their life. But what if you did apply that simple concept? What if? There's no harm in looking at what ifs. We're not talking about should have, would have, could haves. We're talking about what if. If we could paint this beautiful picture, what if I could be home in the morning for them? What if I could get them ready for school? What if I could tuck them into bed? How do you think that would change your child's outlook on life? Maybe it would raise their self-esteem. They would feel better about themselves. Their internal messages might even be more positive. They might actually have better communication because guess what? You're there to listen. You're there to see them. And you know what? It would also build trust. Your child needs to trust you as much as you need to trust your child. But that doesn't happen unless if you're present. The best gift you can give your child. So don't miss out. Because ultimately, your child wants to feel safe and secure. And they can't do that if you're absent or even absent-minded. Sometimes we can be physically present, but mentally we're not. Emotionally we're not. The greatest gift you can give your child is your presence. Stop worrying about, gosh, I got to go and buy this and buy that. Is that stuff all good? Yeah, new dress, new jeans, new shoes. Technology here and there, new computer, a new game. Let's go to the movies. Oh, wait, let's throw in an ice cream cone or a smoothie or something like that. All of that is wonderful. That's called the cherry on top. What they long for is you. And let me throw this out there. If they don't, then we need to have another conversation. But we're not going to go down that lane today. I want to stick in the lane that says, I'm going to choose my child and I choose to be present for them because I want to have impact on their life. I don't want anybody else to have greater influence than myself. When you spend time with your child, your impact is greater than what you see. So don't miss out. Get in their space and see their face. You know, graduation. Right? Mention that. It's happening for thousands of children around the country, which means final grades are complete and the report cards are in. So how would you grade yourself when it comes to your presence with your children? Are you spending enough time where you know your child more than their teacher? This is a hard one. Don't gloss over this. When I had a home day school license in the state of Kansas, it was interesting, and I was blessed, by the way, to be able to care for these children. And I treated them as my own, as if they were my family. I loved every single one of them. I took care of them. And some of these kids would come very early in the morning and stay very late at night just because of what their parents did. And I would have one drop off, another pick up. Sometimes I would take them with me to church. They would meet me at church to pick them up. Sometimes they would come on a weekend and they would stay with me overnight. It just depended. They were part of my family. And so when I look at that, what broke my heart most was that these children were spending more of their waking hours with me than with their own family. Now, I was grateful that I could give the gift of presence to them. And I wanted to be there for every single one of them. And still to this day, I still talk to them. Now, not necessarily, well, the kids are older now, obviously. But their parents, definitely, I keep in contact with. And some of the kids do too. I mean, with social media, we can keep up with them, which is fun. But you see, even as a day school provider, I had influence on their life. But even if you have a crazy schedule, your influence is still greater than that of the influence that even I had as a day school provider. For the ones that spent 14 and 16 hours with me, sometimes overnight. But you have to ask yourself the hard question. Are you spending enough time, and is it quality time? Because you can be present, but you're not present. You're absent-minded. You're going through your reels. You're off in Never Never Land. There's been a couple times I've had conversations with my kids, and I don't know what happens, but I go like into outer space and I've got something else on my mind, and they know it. They can tell it. And I just have to stop them mid-sentence. I'm like, you know what? Son, I lost you right here. I don't know what happened after you took this breath. I went blank. I need you to start over again, and I'm sorry. And I have to stop and pay complete attention. Look at their eyes, what they're doing. Watch their hands move as they talk. Watch their lips. See how tall they've grown. Whatever it is. And I engage myself in their conversation. What is the quality of time you spend together? Is it 5 minutes? Or is it 5 hours? Now, I know you can't do it every single day. But you have to make an effort. We're all tired. I'm tired. I'm preparing for graduation today. And it's kind of crazy. We got the whole family coming in. The grandbaby's going to be here. I mean, one thing after another. And it's wonderful. But let me tell you, when you're dealing with age 2 all the way up to, well, let's see, pushing 80, that's a lot of difference in age, but not time. Time spent together. That's all equal. But we're not doing it enough. You've got to spend time with your child to know your child. I want you to know your child better than your teacher knows them. Seriously. I remember those hard conversations. Okay, maybe it's graduation that's bringing all of this up within me. And it is our baby. It's number 5. And this is it. High school goodbye. And it's kind of crazy. And I'm not sad by any means. I just move on to the next stage of life. It's not an ending. It's a new beginning. There never comes to a close of a chapter. It's just, okay, here we go. New adventure. Next, new adventure. We've got our little grandbaby, 2 years old. Do you think we're going to see a graduation there? You better believe it. We're going to have to wait a few years, but we will see one there. So this isn't my last. The people are like, oh, but wait a minute, is it? Well, let me go back to a memory. I remember when, after we were homeschooling our kids, we decided to put them into a private school. And at times we actually had them in 2 private schools, and then we moved them to a traditional public school. So they've been experienced and had their education all over the place in different states. I mean, you name it, we've been everywhere. Anyway, I remember sitting down with a teacher, and then at one point we moved to another place and I was sitting down with the counselor, and both of them asked me, how do you know that your child will respond in this manner? And I said, ma'am, I said, you're talking to a mom that can tell you absolutely everything about their child, from their favorite color, to their mannerisms, to their highs and lows, to the good and the bad, and even the ugly. I said, I've made it a point to know my child. And I said, I know majority of the parents that you work with do not know their children, because they don't spend time with them. It's like 2 ships passing in the night. You just kind of see each other. After they're kind of on their own, it's like, okay, go fix your stuff or go do your activities. Really? Are you talking besides just in the car? Are you hunkered down together? Are you going to church together? Are you going fishing together? Are you going shopping together? Are you doing life together? The greatest gift you can give your child is your presence. And when you can sit there and talk to another teacher or a counselor who's trying to help your child, and you can sit there with 1,000% confidence that you know what you're saying is 1,000% truth for your child, that's a pretty incredible place to be in. I want you dialed into your child that much. And no, that's not being a drone parent, a helicopter parent or not. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying overstepping your parent bounds. They've got to grow up. They've got to fall too. But you cannot help them. You cannot stretch them. You cannot nurture them, and it's harder to love them if you don't know them. So where can you improve on presence? Maybe it's just put your phone away, for goodness sakes. Turn it off if you have to. If everyone's safe and secure, turn your phone off for 2 hours and don't touch it. I promise you, the world is not going to fall apart if you turn your phone off. I think a lot of us go around and think that it is. Man, if I'm not getting this ping in this, 30 seconds here, I'm not worthy. What do you think that tells our children? If you have a child that's graduating this year, what message are you sending your child if you're always on your phone? You can't be distracted. That's one thing that I made sure with my children. I was so tuned in that even they noticed when I'm tuned out. That's a compliment to me. Now, some may say, well, Christiane, that means you failed. No, it doesn't. It means I succeeded. I made sure that my children were seen and heard by me so that when they did not feel that they were seen and heard at the time that they needed it, they would speak up and they would not have fear to do so. So where can you improve on presence? Look at what you're giving your child, as in time, quality, not necessarily quantity. Now, sometimes we need to up the quantity. If you travel a lot as a parent, then what can you do to compensate for your travel? I'm not saying stop your travel, but you have to acknowledge where you are. How can you make it special when you're gone? Do you have a time set in stone that before they go to bed, you FaceTime each other? And maybe you read a story and you take a special book? Imagine that. You can create memories and still not be in the same room. But still, your child is seen and heard. Don't shy away from your child. I know they can bite, and you don't want them to be mad at you. I get all of that. But aren't they worth it? God chose you. It's time you choose, too. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Congratulations to all the graduates. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.